I believed even when I said, I am greatly afflicted. I said in my alarm, no man is defendable. All men are liars. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You don't need to, with this crowd, you who come to daily Mass early in the morning to dwell upon the Gospel, especially the end where it talks about adultery. We always know what the sin is. You don't need to be convinced of this. But in the midst of our struggles, each of us need to be convinced of the psalm, of what our Lord speaks to us in the midst of the trials and the difficulties that we do go through, as we struggle, and especially as the psalmist confidently says there, I believed even when I was greatly afflicted. I had faith even in the midst of my greatest affliction. I professed my faith. And so, for the time that we have to close our eyes and to meditate upon the whole of the 116th Psalm, the Hebrews divided it into two psalms, but we put it together in a single psalm. Remember that this is a psalm that wasn't written a few years ago. It's not a psalm that was written even at the time of Jesus, but in fact was written long, long before Jesus, and has been prayed by the Hebrew people, by Christians, by Catholics, for millennia. What does he say? What is this 116th psalm? It begins, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications, because he has inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call upon him as long as I live. The snares of death encompassed me. The pangs of Sheol laid hold of me. I suffered distress and anguish. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, save my life. Gracious is the Lord and righteous our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return, O my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I kept faith even when I said, I am greatly afflicted. I said in my consternation, men are all a vain hope, every man a liar. What shall I render to the Lord for his bounty to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation. I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, I am thy servant. I am thy servant, the son of thy handmaid. Thou hast loosened my bonds. I will offer unto thee a sacrifice of thanksgiving. I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all of his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. These are words that you and I need to go to frequently. When it seems like the first reading speaks, when everybody is against us, when our life is thrown into confusion. St. Paul speaks to us and he says, we hold this treasure, which is our faith, as though it were in earthen vessels. Why? So the surpassing power of God may be as one thing which is not from us. Yes, we are afflicted in every way, but not constrained. We are perplexed, but not driven unto despair. Yes, we are persecuted, but not abandoned. We are struck down, yet not destroyed. Why? Because we are always carrying about the body of the dying of Jesus within us. So that the life of Jesus, which has been raised from the dead, may also be manifested in our own body. So the Lord gives us this encouragement to pair these two passages of Scripture to us, St. Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, St. David in the 116th Psalm, to remind us that even within the difficulties that we face, we're not to lose hope or to fall into despair. But the one thing that should give us greatest strength is by giving praise to God, by paying our vows, as the psalm says, praising his name in the midst of his people. That's what we do here at Mass. Let our Lord raise up the chalice of salvation, which cost him everything in the midst of his great grace to give us that salvation. Let us call upon the Lord in the midst of his assembly. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.